Welcome on into the Wolverine recruiting show. Clayton Safey here with EJ Holland and Tim Verghese. Head over to thewolverine.com, get all of our Michigan football, basketball, and recruiting coverage. You can join us with premium access for just $1. Join the thousands of Michigan fans on the fort, our message board. You can interact over there and, of course, get all of the scoop. We will talk about a few top Michigan football storylines this week, starting with five-star defensive back Damani Jackson, no longer a USC commit. He decommits from the Trojans, who are, of course, having a, you know, tumultuous season with, you know, Clay Helton getting fired, Dante Williams being the interim head coach. He's, you know, Damani's primary recruiter, but doesn't seem like he's really in the running to be the head coach there. So we've kind of seen that be a very soft commitment, it seems like, over the last couple months. Finally decides to decommit. Michigan in the mix there, potentially returning for Ohio State. EJ, what's the latest with this thing? Because I know Alabama, where he visited a couple weeks ago, has also emerged as a major player.
Yeah, you know, his decommitment from USC had a lot to do with just no stability there. USC continuing to look pretty terrible on the field. Honestly, right now, I do feel like Alabama has the lead. They hosted him for an official visit and kind of came out of nowhere in a sense. You know, it is Alabama. Bama's always going to be Bama, so they're not really going to come out of nowhere. But it's not like Bama was talked about as much as Michigan and USC, obviously, throughout the course of his recruitment. I think Bama kind of came along and was kind of, you know, in the background for most of this process. And all of a sudden, you know, we heard more and more about Alabama, more and more about NIL. And I think Alabama did a great job on his visit, did a great job pitching him on not only NIL, but obviously, you know, their stability, their winning culture there, their ability to put guys in the NFL, being in a competitive environment that kind of resembles modern day in a sense, where Damani Jackson plays high school football. You have to remember modern day is one of the best high school programs in the country. His former quarterback is the starting quarterback at Alabama. So right now I would say Alabama leads, but Damani is trying to get back to Michigan for the game against Ohio State next weekend. Some of that will, you know, Damani has said he's coming in, but it really just depends on his playoff schedule, whether modern day plays. They are going to play on a Friday, but it's still a tough turnaround to come from the West Coast to Eastern time. That's a 3-hour difference. So I think he's still trying to sort out the flight stuff, especially since this would be an unofficial visit. Remember, Damani used his official visit for the game against Washington. So I think plans are still being sorted out. This has always been in Damani's mind to come for the Ohio State game, especially since he, you know, his dad grew up a Michigan fan, was born in Ohio. He has a lot of family in Ohio. So that Michigan-Ohio State rivalry was always really big in the family, and they always wanted to see this game at Michigan. So I do think that Michigan still has a chance. But two things they have to do. One, they have to beat Michigan, they have to beat Ohio State, or at least play a really, really close, thrilling game. And two, they have to figure out NIL. That's becoming more of a factor in this recruitment. I don't think it was as big of a factor beforehand. But I think, you know, now the dynamics of this recruitment have changed a little bit. And, you know, Michigan has done some positive things on the NIL front, but I don't think they are doing NIL at the level of, you know, an Alabama or a Texas A&M or some of these other Southern schools at this time. So you can interpret that as you will, but I do feel like Michigan has a lot to offer from an NIL perspective, just the Michigan brand, what Michigan can offer life after football, the deals that guys like JJ McCarthy have already signed. So we'll see how it all kind of shakes out. Again, I'm not counting out Michigan. I think Michigan still has a chance. The relationships are better with Michigan as well. Will Johnson still is a good friend. He still knows the staff really, really well. But at the same time, you know, Alabama is always tough to beat for these elite level recruitments.
Yeah, no question. And you can talk about NIL all you want with what Michigan is doing and trying to do and what you continue to hear is happening. But, you know, Alabama has a quarterback that's made over $1 million to this point, all that type of stuff, that it just seems like it happened so quickly for them, not necessarily as quickly for Michigan. But they can catch up. Obviously, as you said, still have a chance. A guy who is committed to Michigan in the defensive backfield for 2022, Miles Pollard, decided to take a little low-key visit to Auburn over the weekend. We've seen a couple guys take visits, Michigan commits. Nothing too concerning at this point. I think Cody Jones is maybe one, you know, that people are starting to watch a little bit. Colston Loveland, as well as other schools, continue to push for some of these guys that Michigan was able to get earlier on in the cycle. What are your thoughts on Miles Pollard taking that visit?
It's interesting. You know, you never want to completely dismiss when a commit visits another school, especially a school like Auburn that is maybe a little closer to home. It's in the South. Obviously, Miles Pollard is from the Nashville area. So he's grown up around SEC football, has seen SEC football all of his life on television. Auburn has been there. They offered him in the spring. Actually, when I was at the 7-on-7 tournament here where Miles is pictured, Auburn had just offered, and they were making a really, really strong push despite him already being a strong Michigan lean. And they hosted him for an official visit in the summer. They got him back for this was an unofficial visit, so they got him back for an unofficial visit. So I think Auburn is definitely a school to watch here. Crazy things can happen as we get closer to signing day. But right now, I'm not overly concerned. Miles has been one of the more solid commits in the class. He has a really special relationship with Michigan cornerbacks coach Steve Klingscale, who was the first one to offer him when he was back at Kentucky. You know, since then, Pollard has also developed a really good relationship with Ron Bellamy, Michigan safeties coach, with a personal relationship with Jim Harbaugh, obviously Michigan's head coach. So I think the relationships are there. You know, the familiarity with the program is there. Miles has been or was a Michigan lean for most of his recruitment before he ended up committing this summer. He's good friends with Michigan commits Will Johnson and Kenneth Grant. He's been to campus several times. He was on campus multiple times this summer. He was back for the game against Washington. So, I do think it's something to keep an eye on. Michigan obviously wants to keep Miles Pollard on board. He's been one of the mainstays of this class and one of the more highly touted recruits of this class. He's a tall, long, physical corner that really complements Will Johnson well. So Michigan definitely working hard to keep him. Right now, again, I'm not overly concerned, but something to watch moving forward as Auburn continues to make its push for not only Miles Pollard, but also for Michigan tight end commit Colston Loveland. We'll see if he makes a visit to Auburn as well.
Lots to keep an eye on over the last month, and it's actually less than a month now until December 15th, early signing day, which is basically the main signing day, now that that's kind of the trend here in college football. As we're seeing late offers thrown out there, Tim, let's get you in the mix with talking about Ethan Burke, 4-star edge defender out of Austin, Texas, who Michigan recently offered and looks like he will make an official visit. Another one of these late guys popping on the board.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh himself offered Burke on Friday. It is Austin Westlake was a Texas powerhouse, home to Cade Klubnik, who's a 5-star quarterback committed to Clemson. They have a couple 4-star underclassmen as well. But Burke himself is a late riser as a senior. He's committed to Maryland for lacrosse, but he's had such a good season. He stands 6'7". He's got an 83-inch wingspan. That he's picked up some offers, Utah, Baylor, a couple of those schools in the mix early. Michigan was really the big, like, national brand, I guess, the first big national brand to really offer him. And it's a big deal for him. Michigan is the only school that's offered him in both football and lacrosse outside of Army. And that stands out to him, the opportunity to play both at the next level. He said Jim Harbaugh himself encouraged him to play both if his body can handle it. And he wants to do that. He's got a teammate in lacrosse who's committed to, and even signed actually, who signed to play lacrosse at Michigan, and his teammate also has a potential walk-on opportunity with the football team. So those are things that are standing out to him. He's looking to try and make an official visit for the November 27th, obviously the game The issue is going to be there is he is in playoffs. Westlake won the state championship last year. They're looking to win it again this year, and you know, they should at least be alive in the playoffs for the next 3 weeks or so. So it all depends on how that schedule works out. And Texas is also monitoring. Obviously, he's an Austin kid. Texas is monitoring. Texas has invited him to their game against Kansas State on November 26th, which is the day before. If Texas were to come in with an offer before that, or, you know, heat up his recruitment before that, we could see a change in visit plans. I think obviously it also depends on the playoff schedule, because he'll likely play on Friday or Saturday. I think for Michigan probably would rather he plays on Friday, obviously. But that's where things stand with him. I feel like he'd be a good late addition to the edge class. Again, 6'7", 83-inch wingspan, and he's had a very, very good senior season. He's racked up double digit tackles for loss, and he's got 9.5 sacks, I believe, on the season. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good eval by Michigan, in my opinion.
Last thing, and I can throw it to EJ or Tim if you want to answer it as well. What are some of the kind of big things that you guys have planned on the recruiting side over at thewolverine.com for the rest of the week? As everyone, you know, as we talked about at the top, $1 gets you an entire year. So tons of coverage in the last month here before signing day and then beyond. But EJ, anything special you got planned this week?
I'll be going down to Nashville to see Miles Pollard. So, you know, we'll have a lot more on where things stand with Auburn's push. So that'll be big to really get. And I know Tim's putting up a lot of great content from his swing through Atlanta over the weekend, seeing Bryce Archie and Caleb Webb, two other late risers in the 2022 class. And he'll be on the road this weekend as well.
Right. Yeah. I'll be in Baton Rouge this weekend to go see the Osbury brothers, 2022 prospect and 2023 prospect, out of University Lab right there by LSU. They're very open to leaving the state. Michigan is pushing, and both could potentially be visiting for the November 27th game against Ohio State.
So stay tuned for all that. TheWolverine.com, your one-stop shop, Michigan football, basketball, and, of course, recruiting. We'll see everybody over there.